Good morning, everyone. George is McHale from Beach Lane, and welcome to Beach Lane Presents Compliments of Radio Karam. I'm here this morning with the lovely Kerry, a new practitioner coming on board with Beach Lane. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, George. It's so lovely to be here.
Thank you, and welcome. Kerry, we caught up a couple of weeks ago about an exciting workshop that you're looking at running, which is called Living Well with AIP. So, and I think that's scheduled for June the 17th.
That's correct.
So I guess let's chat a bit about that. First of all, what exactly is AIP?
Well, AIP is the Autoimmune Paleo Protocol, and that was actually developed specifically to help people who have autoimmune diseases, like things that I have, which is Hashimoto's thyroiditis and celiac disease, and I've got a blood clotting disorder called antiphospholipid syndrome. So most people would think of things like rheumatoid arthritis, that's also autoimmune disease. There are hundreds of different autoimmune diseases and more being found and discovered each day. So what AIP is, it's not just a diet, it's an actual lifestyle, and it's designed to help people living with chronic illness to actually take control of their health and start to get more energy and better moods and more control of their life back. Because when it comes to chronic illness, George's, it's something that a lot of doctors, a lot of people don't understand, because unlike a normal illness where you get sick and then you go through the sickness and you get better, chronic illness is with you for the rest of your life. It is incurable. And depending on the diseases, they are also progressive. And there is not really a lot that modern medicine can give us, depending on the disease you've got. But there is so much we can do as individuals to help ourselves regain our health and start to create a really good life with chronic illness.
And for you personally, when did you first become aware of that situation for you?
It happened just over 3 years ago for me. So I'd been feeling progressively sick, and I just thought I had a really bad flu and I wasn't getting better, which was unusual for me because I was one of those people who didn't get sick, which is actually an interesting sign, because that meant I have a very high active autoimmune system. And by the time I got to the point where I actually couldn't sit up on the couch, like I didn't have the strength to hold my body upright, I knew I had to go and get some help. So I went to the doctor, had some tests done.
All the traditional stuff.
Yes, and they just showed that my thyroid had basically stopped working, and I was probably about 48 hours away from going into a coma. So it was quite severe. And all they could really offer me was thyroid replacement medication. And it was really a great unknown for me, George, because I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I didn't know if I'd be able to regain my health. It affected my brain. It affected my speech. So I couldn't really speak. I couldn't really think. I had barely enough energy to breathe. There was a whole lot of awful symptoms that went along with it. And as I said, there was very little help out there apart from the thyroid replacement medication. And so it really set me on a personal discovery of trying to find out what I could do to help myself heal, to help myself get my life back, because I was disabled.
So you did your own personal research as such.
Exactly. And that's how I stumbled across the Autoimmune Paleo Protocol, which was by researching and looking for positive stories of people who had chronic illness, who were still living well, and had managed to remit their symptoms or eliminate some of their symptoms, who were still able to work and be productive and enjoy their lives, rather than the downhill sort of process that most people find when they develop a chronic illness. So it really was going into the great unknown.
So you immersed yourself really in that whole body of knowledge from what you've told me. And the workshop that you're looking at doing is with a colleague, Joanna. Perhaps tell us a bit about her background and your background in bringing this workshop.
Yeah. So I've known Joanna probably for the last 2 years, and we met online through the autoimmune community. So my background, George's, is I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and a counsellor. I was doing that before I got chronic illness. And so my interest in helping myself was actually coming to terms with the trauma of suddenly becoming chronically ill and how to manage all of the changes that brings to your life. And there's a lot of grief associated with that. It is a loss of the self. It's a loss of mobility. It's the loss of perhaps activities and things you used to enjoy. So that's the side that I look at, and that's the side that I do with the work I do in emotional autoimmunity. It's helping people come to terms emotionally with chronic illness and how to process that and how to go on with their lives and perhaps make the changes they need to make. Joanna has an autoimmune skin condition called hidradenitis suppurativa.
Goodness.
That's a very interesting name, isn't it? And it basically, it's an autoimmune disease of the skin where great big awful cysts form, and they can link up with each other and create tunnels. It's quite... It's an awful debilitating condition. Not only is it painful, they're incredibly painful, but you get them in places like around the groin, under the breasts, in the armpits, on the face. So they are quite visible. There's a lot of shame involved because it can make you feel like a very dirty person. It's not very well known. So a lot of doctors would perhaps say to people, oh, you're just not being clean enough, you need to wash more. So there's so much shame and embarrassment and humiliation about it. And so she found that following this protocol has also helped her not to have to go into remission from this.
So that also can't be treated by traditional Western medicine?
No, there's really no treatment for it. And so by following the AIP lifestyle, which is not only just changing the things that you eat, but it also goes into your mindset. It goes into deliberately reducing your stress. You look at the chemicals that are around your home. You look at the rest and amount of sleep that you're getting. So it's really looking at all of the things that are within your control that you can actively do something about, which then makes you feel more empowered because you know in your day-to-day life there are things you can do. So Joanna is a health coach, so she actually works at helping people through going onto the diet and, you know, going through all of the challenges that can come along with that, because as we were talking before, you know, food is not something you enjoy. Food is culture.
That's right.
You know, food is connection. There's a lot of emotions connected to food. So the AIP diet, it's not forever, all right? A lot of people will read about the things that you can't eat and go, oh, my goodness, I could never do that. But it's really just all we're doing is we're taking away the known and suspected inflammatory foods for a period of 30 days, which gives your body time to eliminate the inflammation. So it gets a break to really get on and do what it's doing, which is healing, because that's all our bodies do. And then over time, you gradually reintroduce certain foods. So there's a way that you do it. And what happens at the end of that, which is where I am now, is I know exactly what I can eat and I can't eat, which gives me a wide variety of foods that I can eat, that I enjoy, and I know they're safe for me.
Yeah. So with everything that you've learned with Joanna, you're looking at running this, it's a one-day workshop, June 17th, and I think you're limiting that to no more than 20 people. Just walk us through what you envisage you'll be doing in that one day.
Okay. So what we're going to be doing is the most important thing is connection, because a lot of people with autoimmune illness feel very isolated. So they've got, you know, not much energy, or they don't know people in real life who understand what they're going through. So they can feel very isolated and alone. And so there's community in meeting other people who are living with and experiencing what you've got, who understand, you know, the...
Which in itself is... totally beneficial.
Exactly, exactly. And so from Joanna's perspective, she will be talking through the more practical side of how do you address not just the diet, but the different lifestyle things that go with it. So your mindset and all of those practical things that you can do. In fact, she's actually going to show people how to make their own sauerkraut, which is a fantastic food with, you know, all those good probiotics and good ferments that are really good for the gut. So she's going to talk about the gut healing. We're going to be giving people wonderful recipes. In fact, we're having a two-course meal, George's, that we've sent to you, that they're recipes from Joanna that we'll be serving to the people, which in itself, that's a treat. Like, that's another thing, because people who are on a restricted diet find it very difficult just to go and eat out, because there's so much chance and risk of cross-contamination or accidentally being given something to eat, which then can bring the flares up in the body, which means you're in pain or you're in bed or unable to function. because of the meal.
We've looked at the recipes you guys have sent, and I'm glad that the team will do that very comfortably. And you're saying normally people suffering with this situation can't easily eat out. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Because they don't know what the consequence will be if someone throws some pepper into the meal or tomatoes, you've mentioned.
And that can be really, really difficult. And there can be cross-contamination. So, for example, if somebody's preparing a salad for me on the same cutting board that somebody else has just put gluten on, because I have celiac disease as well, it only takes a few crumbs to get into the meal, and that's enough to cause a reaction in me. So it can create a lot of fear and anxiety around eating as well, which can make it difficult for people. So while Joanna will be talking about that aspect, I'll be going through the more emotional side of it. And so the biggest issue is a lot of people feel very angry with their bodies, Georgia. They feel like their bodies have betrayed them, that their bodies are doing these things to them and their bodies are ruining their lives. And so there's this real build-up.
Through no fault of their own.
Through no fault of their own. And it can, you know, as I said, it's a grief, it's a loss of the self, it's a loss of the life. It's a major, massive traumatic event, becoming chronically ill. And it's not talked about in our community. We're not speaking about it.
And I think you and I talked briefly about the situation when it's one of a couple, say a husband or a wife, and how you need to balance, you know, your partner is going through normal diet and a whole range of choices, and yours is more limited. So I guess you'll be talking about that whole issue of how to balance those forces.
And not only that, it's not only the food that you eat, and that's if the choice that you decide to make is to change your diet, because not everybody chooses to do that. But it's just the fact that you may not no longer be able to do the things that you could do before.
Such as?
So you may not be able to work, or you may have to limit the work that you do, depending on the disease that you have. With parenting, you may not be able to do as much with your children or play with your children because you've got limited energy and resources. And it affects every area of your life. You know, many couples find that the other partner has to step up and take over a lot more things that you were able to do previously that you can't do at the moment because you have limited physical and mental and cognitive resources. Or pain in the body. You know, chronic pain is incredibly exhausting and wearing.
So I guess in the workshop, you'd be touching on those aspects in terms of helping participants to deal, or helpful hints on what they can do in working with their partners and their families.
Exactly. So I'd be addressing, we'll be talking about the guilt, and we'll be talking about, you know, a lot of people with chronic illness can suddenly feel like they've become a burden to their partner. They don't feel like they were the person that they were anymore. They feel a lot of guilt about that, that it's somehow their fault and that they're letting their partner down. And in some cases, people will even go to their partner and say, look, I would accept if you wanted to leave me because I'm no longer the person that I am. So that can really affect a relationship, because when you're suddenly in a relationship with a partner who develops chronic illness and they start to see themselves as a burden and they start apologising to you all the time, it's difficult to be around.
You're actually dealing with two issues then.
Exactly. It's always the emotional and the physical. And as I said, because chronic illness is life-changing in every area of your life, there's nothing that remains unchanged. And because it is unknown and because it is ongoing and progressive, there's uncertainty about what the future holds. And for example, with Hashimoto's, which is one of the diseases I have, energy is the biggest issue. So I, from day to day, I really don't know how much energy I'm going to wake up with, which can make it difficult to plan ahead. Now, I'm luckily that I'm pretty stable now, so generally, I know there are certain things I can do day to day, and some days I'm, like today, I'm brilliant. You know, I feel normal. But life becomes unpredictable.
And this is even with your level of your skill set as a hypnotherapist. You know, one would expect you're far better equipped to deal with any mental or physical situation. Yeah, so whereas a normal person would be even more challenged.
Well, it does. It takes you by surprise because you don't understand how much it affects you. It affects and depresses the mind. You can have anxiety if you never had anxiety before. Chronic autoimmune conditions can create anxiety. They can create depression. They can lower your mood, so you have no motivation to do things. So all of the joy in life that you had before is gone, a day-to-day focus. Mm. There's a thing we talk about in the chronic illness community called brain fog, mm-hmm. and this is a really big thing. It's actually what happens is the brain becomes inflamed, right?
Literally.
Mm. Inflammation in the brain. And you can't think properly, you can't speak properly, you can't remember things. So you might have that experience, you're going into a room and not knowing why you're there. And, you know, people might put it down to a senior's moment. But imagine having that all the time where you can't focus and you can't think and you can't problem solve. It can affect the voice, it can affect your ability to do things. If you've got rheumatoid arthritis, you've got pain in the body, you've got difficulty using the hands or the feet or walking or sleeping or sitting. So
very
there's a
traumatic.
Whole lot of different things. And why AIP is so important to Joanna and I is that we are in a community of people with every range of chronic illness that you can imagine of an autoimmune nature. And all of us have found that using this has been a wonderful tool to make our lives better. So it's making the most of your life with chronic illness, putting you back in control of your life, which again makes you feel more confident and more certain and gives you a certain amount of security, because there is so much that you can do to help yourself, even if it's just in changing your attitude.
So, Kerry, this is quite a unique offering.
Very. There's nothing like this nothing at the moment like in the world.
Yeah. So the workshop is called Living Well with AIP and scheduled for June the 17th. It's an all-day workshop. It'll be happening at Beach Lane upstairs in the studio, and we're planning also for the group to break for lunch in the cafe downstairs.
Yes.
Now, in terms of people booking for the workshop, I know that you and Joanna are working on the information pack, and that will be coming shortly and will be posted online at beachlane.co. In the meantime, where can people who are interested in booking, how do they contact you?
They can just give me a call on my mobile, which is 0403 274 297.
So you don't mind getting phone calls?
No, not at all. And if I'm working with a client, they can always just leave a message and I'll get that back to them.
Fantastic. So, folks, June 17th, Living Well with AIP with both Kerry and Joanna. And more information will be on the website beachlane.co and or give Kerry a call on her mobile. Is there anything else that we've missed on, Kerry, that you wanted to share?
No, I just think it's just going to be a great day for anybody who's got chronic illness to come along and, you know, sit with us and be in community and walk away with a whole lot of information. And I forgot to mention, we're going to have a great goodie bag. At the end, everybody's going to be walking away with a fantastic goodie bag, including a hypnotherapy MP3 from me to help the body, some fantastic resources from Joe. We're hoping to get a whole lot of people on board to donate some very safe and delicious things to eat to put into this goodie bag. So that's going to be good.
Excellent. Kerry, thank you for being here this morning and sharing this time with us, and we'll look forward to hosting your workshop.
Thanks, George. It's a pleasure.
That's it, folks. Enjoy the weekend. Bye for now.